Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 26. You may not need to reinvent the wheel. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Thanks for joining me today on the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. I'm Sarah Cornack. If you've been listening along with us, you'll know in episode 22, I gave a detailed episode about pricing. So what if you did your detailed pricing analysis after you listened to episode 22, you applied what you learned, and you came up with the price that you would need to charge for your product? And what if that price is just astronomically too high? What do you do? This scenario could happen very easily with a time and labor-intensive product. Sometimes the cost that you would need to pay yourself for that time and for that expertise would cause you to have to price your product at a price higher than what the market could actually bear. So do you have to go back to square one and come up with a brand new business idea? Do you have to start from scratch and do something completely different than what you've been working on? Maybe not. You may not need to reinvent the wheel. Let's look at an example. Let's say you're a skilled knitter. You make beautiful baby blankets or baby hats, but each product, although it is done to perfection, is far too labor intensive to be profitable, no matter how you work and rework your numbers on the pricing model that I gave you on episode 22. So what do? Consider putting your knitting skills to work in another way. Taking a product and turning it into a service business, or turning a service into some products. These ideas can be helpful if you've priced yourself out of the market, or they could be helpful if you have been humming away at your business for a while and it is running smoothly, but you need to add some alternate revenue sources and revenue streams. So keep in mind that these ideas can be applied in both cases, where one, your original idea is not working out and what do? Or two, your original business is humming away just fine and you'd like to add something else to add value to your business. So let's take the example of the skilled knitter. The beautiful baby blankets and baby hats are so labor intensive that you can't really charge a fair price for them and have people actually pay that. So do you need to give up on a business relating to your knitting skills? Not necessarily. Turning a product idea and switching that around and thinking in terms of maybe a service you could provide related to that could make all the difference. You are highly skilled. You have a passion for knitting. So what about patterns? Could you turn your knitting skills into creating beautiful patterns for other knitters that people have never seen before? A pattern can be duplicated multiple times. It might be labor intensive at first to come up with a new idea, a new product, a new pattern. Once you've done it, you can sell it multiple times. What about teaching? Could you teach a class on how to knit? Maybe a live class? Could you write an ebook about knitting? I'm sure there are other ebooks out there, but you bring something of value to the table because you are an individual. Instead of an ebook, could you create training videos or tutorial videos that you post on YouTube or that you sell on your own? Maybe friends tell you that you have a beautiful voice and are such a great teacher and are very patient. You could turn that skill, in addition to your knitting skill, into another business option with training and teaching. Could you coach one-on-one via Skype? While you are fueling your knitting passion, have you come across some fabulous supplies that you just don't see available to most of the public? Are there some really handcrafted quality materials that you have sourced out from a rare supplier? And could turn that into a business where you are selling the supplies for knitting. You already know what you like to work with. You already know what the best of the best is. Could that be a business avenue that you could pursue, working with a very talented wholesaler in the knitting supply industry? Could you turn knitting supplies into a subscription kit service? Subscription kit services seem to be all the rage right now. Is there a market that could be reached for the knitting community where you provide a pattern, a fresh pattern, fresh supplies, fun materials they have never seen before each month in a subscription kit service? So you get the idea. We started with a product, a beautiful baby blanket or baby hat that you knit, and you are so skilled as a knitter. But you can't charge what you would really need to charge to make enough money for your time and your talent. So you turn that product idea into some service ideas with patterns, training, or maybe it's still product-based, but it's supplies-based. So you get the idea. You don't have to give up on your knitting passion and your desire to have a business revolve around your skills as a knitter, but you may have to rework it. You may not have to reinvent the wheel though. Let's take the opposite approach. Let's say you have a service type business, maybe a restaurant that's mostly a service type business. What if your restaurant has a really slow time of the year or of the week and you have no customers, but you have to stay open? Because if you close at odd times as a restaurant, then nobody will actually show up because they'll never know when you're open. Could you offer a cooking class during those slow times of the restaurant? Bring customers in to learn how to make one of your favorite dishes? I'm sure that will only build loyalty amongst those customers to your restaurant. In addition, if you needed another revenue stream for your restaurant, could you begin to bottle or package some of your favorite sauces or desserts? So you take your service industry and you come up with a complementary product. What if you're a service business that offers something very customized? And so it is very expensive because it's customized to each individual person. Could you create different packages of your product to cater to people who could spend the lower amount and people who could spend the higher amount? I had the privilege to meet a mom entrepreneur in Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago. Her name is Rachel Gogos, and she has started multiple businesses on her own. Currently, she runs a business called Brand ID. It's thebrandid.com, where she does customized websites and branding for clients. She's very talented and has a lot of experience in the marketing field. But her services are pricey because she is so talented and she has so much experience. Her customized services are exactly what many people need. But for some, it's not exactly what they need. It's too customized and too pricey. So she created another, more do-it-yourself website design site called identityshop.com. So instead of losing customers who aren't quite ready to take the leap to a extremely customized website, she keeps them in her loop. She captures those customers and they can walk through a do-it-yourself type website customization where they can still pick colors and fonts, but it's a little bit more hands-on for them, but at a cheaper cost. Now, if your business is doing well and you're swamped and right now you're just trying to keep your head above water, trying to brainstorm alternate products might not be, or services, it might not be the right time for you to do that now. Sometimes staying focused on your current product, your current service, is the best thing you can do before you spread yourself too thin. So while in this episode I am tossing out alternate ideas that could be related to your original business, sometimes it is not the right time for that. Sometimes you just need to focus on that core business idea until it is humming along smoothly, and then you can, you know, use your brain cells and come up with these alternate ideas. But if you were disappointed after listening to episode 22 on pricing and you worked out your pricing model and it turns out that your product should be priced way too high, don't despair. If you have a product, think about if there's a service that you could offer in a complimentary way. If you have a service, think if there's a complimentary product that you could offer instead. These are ways to stay within that same genre of your business, to not reinvent the wheel with something completely different, but to keep your business humming along, keep your skills being used in the most effective way, and to make your business as profitable as it can be. I would love to hear some other ideas that you might have for taking a product and coming up with service ideas for it, or a service business and coming up with product ideas for it. Another great resource that has a chapter on this topic is the $100 Startup, and I will have a link to that book in the resources section of the episode. So head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/26 for all of the resources and show notes mentioned in this episode. Hope you have a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.